Afternoon, Josh. How are you?
Good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
I'm okay. Good. Thanks. Nice game the other day. Coach, I was just wondering, and it's a bye week, so I'll put it out there. It's not an earth-shaking question. But Coach yesterday was talking, Bill was talking about some of the problems on third down, third and short execution. And I was just wondering what the how complicated it is to incorporate something like what the Bears were doing in the 80s, and I'm sure there have been others since then. I can't think of them right off the top in terms of putting William Perry, the refrigerator, in the backfield and using him as like an H-back. Is that a total revamping of everything, and is it something that you consider or in terms of execution?
No, I mean, we would do anything we felt like could help us, I would say, convert in any situation. I know we've done it on the goal line before. We've used defensive players. We've used offensive linemen on the goal line in different, different roles as tight end, fullback. And, so, I mean, if it was something we felt like was the best thing to do to try to be successful in those situations, I don't think there would be anything that would be off the table. I don't think it would be earth-shattering in terms of, being able to get that, get that done or have somebody learn that. It's just a matter of whether you feel like that's the best thing to do.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Josh, you guys haven't really used many trick plays so far this year. You planning on using any in the second half? I'm kidding.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Do you watch how – no, go – if you have an answer to the trick play question, that's fine.
No, I was just going to say, those are always I think every team has their, different things they do, and it's just a matter sometimes of whether you feel like you got one that, you can work against a certain defense, and if you feel like you have the timing in the game to do it, great. And if not, then, times in the past we've run them successfully. There's always a risk involved with them. So, just try to weigh all the factors and then, hopefully call them at the right time.
I guess just actually would feed off of that. The actual question is, do you spend a lot of time watching how other teams have reacted to the things you've done offensively? Because obviously with the number of different formations and players and alignments and motions that you guys use, everyone is going to copy a little bit. Do you try and pay attention to what other teams and defenses have done to react and anticipate reactions of other teams, or just do what you do?
I think you definitely look at how you're being played, and like this is a great example for this week because it's the bye week of, a lot of we'll split our work in really two different areas. One is looking at what we've done and how we're being defended and the things that people have had success doing against us, and then the other one would be, getting ahead for, the next game, on the schedule. So there's definitely an element of looking at that. You always have to assume that the next team that you're going to play will look at their opponent has done to you and had success with, and make sure that you try to do as much as you can in preparation for the next opponent to try to make sure you shore up anything that somebody might have had in their game plan that caused you an issue. So I think that's an ongoing thing. I think you do it every week. We try to do it every week. Sometimes guessing how you may or may not be played, you can always kind of throw in some different things, wrinkles in practice, which Bill does a great job of that. We don't always control what we get each period in practice, and some of that is to just make sure we stay on our toes, because we don't really know. All you can know being on tape and what you can anticipate. So, it's a happy medium between, telling your players what to expect and then also just being ready to use our rules and react on game day when we see something that's maybe a little different.
Good afternoon, Josh. How you doing today?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, doing well. Curious your thoughts on the offensive line and what has sort of sparked, from your view, maybe a little bit of a better performance from that group than we saw, you know, in the early part of the season.
I think that, you know, anytime you're talking about a group of multiple people that need to work well together and be kind of cohesive with a lot of the things that they do, communication is always a very important factor. I think understanding how the guy beside you reacts to certain things and the strengths and weaknesses of the guys that you're playing with. I also think that, you know, time spent working together is always something that can't be understated because, you know, through repetition and experience, you create good habits. And I think that, you know, whether it's the offensive line or it's the skill group throwing with the quarterback or, you know, whatever it may be, there's always an element of communication, experience, playing with one another that factors into how well we can do our jobs. So I think the offensive line has really come along. They work hard each week, as do the rest of the guys on that, you know, on the offense and defense and the entire roster, really, to try to improve those things. So that's all I can contribute it to is those guys work extremely hard. They care deeply about doing the right thing, you know, and we've tried to demonstrate some patience and letting some guys work out, you know, some different kinks and getting really familiar with playing with one another and doing a good job of communicating and being on the same page.
Hey, Josh. Back in the summer, the OTAs or maybe even the following week to minicamp, talked about working on unscripted throws for the quarterbacks. In the last few weeks, certainly Tom has made plays out of the pocket. The throw to Danny against the Jets, we saw it again this past week, moving up, moving out of the pocket with his mobility. And he talked about that as well, wanting to address what was really a weakness in his game, looking at other mobile quarterbacks around the league. One, how impressed has he been to you? I mean, someone who's worked so closely with him for so long, his ability to take what was a weakness and suddenly make it a strength, and that maybe not suddenly, but to make it a strength with a lot of work. And two, how difficult is it when someone has been around that long in the league and has been really more of a pocket passer to suddenly not only physically but even mentally be able to make plays on the move, because Tom said last week that, you know, not a cell in his body tells him to run.
Yeah. You know, I think that obviously, you know, Tom never is satisfied with, you know, just being what he is. He wants to get better every day, and which is an incredible attitude to bring to our team, and it's a tribute to him because of all the success he's had that he still wants to do that and can do that. And that's, I think, what, you know, what we've seen. I still think he's obviously still a pocket passer and going to do most of his work from the pocket, but the fact that he has worked hard at being able to move and make some throws on the run, and he's actually applying it in the games and doing that and then having success with it, making some really impactful plays, you know, the last so many games here when he's done it, I think just, you know, it just shows him and everybody else that, you know, if you work at something, whether it's a weakness, a strength, whatever it may be, you can usually make it better. So I don't think he ever wasn't able to do it. I just think we've seen a few more examples the last few weeks, and he's, you know, his work has certainly paid off for us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Josh, just wondering, how helpful is Rob Gronkowski's presence on the field in terms of opening things up for some of the other pass catchers on the team? And one play I'm thinking of in particular is from this past week was Shane Vereen's touchdown just before halftime there.
deep down in their territory. Kind of a second part of the question about that same play. I'm just wondering, I noticed Shane kind of hesitated a little bit before going out into his route, and I was wondering if he was just setting up his route there or he was part of the protection initially and then kind of went out on his own.
Well, I think that, you know, any player that the defense chooses to pay more attention to certainly can open up other things for other players. I mean, we've had situations in different games this year where, you know, somebody's paid extra special attention to Julian and Rob, and, you know, there's been teams in the past that have done it to Shane, too. So, I mean, obviously, you know, just doing the math of it all, if you put two guys on one, then there's less to cover the other guys. And I think that was a play where, you know, there was two or three guys really trying to either, you know, bump Rob or try to disrupt his route and the timing of it and then cover him. And it opened up something in the middle for Shane. So you just got to keep your eyes open on those situations and read the defense out. It's hard to predict all of those different things. I think it's so important for the quarterbacks to see it after the ball is snapped, because we can guess all we want about who they may or may not try to do something to in terms of double teaming and what have you. But until they show us what they're going to do after the ball is snapped, it's hard to determine, you know, where you're going to go and where you're not going to go. And in that particular play, Shane, I think, you know, as I'm envisioning the play, Shane was checking protection quickly. And then sometimes you can get out exactly where you want to through the line of scrimmage, and other times you may have to slide over a gap or two wider and find your way through there because, you know, of some kind of stunt or what have you, the way the rush develops on defense. So I think he was just trying to find a good spot to get through the line of scrimmage, and he did. And Shane's really a smart player in terms of knowing when he's available and knowing, you know, okay, I'm open, let me turn and see what Tom's doing and make myself, you know, available for him if he wants to throw me the ball. And I think that was a really good example of doing that on that play.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, guys.